Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin in Peah on Daf Chaf Aleph Amad Beis, the top line, Heifiv Rav Yaakov. Heifiv Rav Yaakov by Idi B'Shem Rav Shimon Lakish, V'ha Taninan, V'ha Samadziya V'Nafalai Aleha, V'ha Ache V'Hirfik Ba, Zev Hirfik Ba, Zocha Ba. The question is Rav Yaakov by Idi, quoting Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, asks, doesn't the Mishnah in Masechet Bava Matzia teach that when a person falls on an ownerless item, he doesn't acquire it, even though it's in his close surrounding four amos, so that if someone else would come and take it, they would acquire it? And this questions the law we had earlier of Reish Lakish. The answer is when the person did not say that his four amos should acquire for him. The question from the Mishnah is that if he fell on it, or if he spread his garments on it, they may remove it from it. The answer is here also he didn't say that his four amos should acquire for him. Rabbi Chiya's Baisa says, if two poor men were arguing over a sheaf and another poor man came and snatched it from them in front of them, he acquires it. We can answer here as well, he didn't say that his four amos should acquire for him. Rabbi Yochanan says, this ability to acquire within four amos applies to a woman acquiring a get, but not to acquiring a gift. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish each discuss a case that brings out his chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said that four amos do not acquire a gift, and Reish Lakish said that four amos acquire an ownerless item. Rabbi de Reish Lakish should say, Ma'im mitziya she'in zeicheba midas acheres dal adamas zeiches loy, matana she'zeicheba midas acheres lekoshiken she'dal adamas zeiches loy. The chiddush of Reish Lakish is brought out in the case of an ownerless item. If an ownerless item does not have anyone giving it to the receiver, and the receiver's four amos acquire for him, then for a gift that he has the donor giving it to him, his four amos should certainly acquire it. And now we have a whole sentence here that's changed. Ruba, it should say Ruba de Rabbi Yochanan, it should say as follows. Ma'im matana she'zeiche ba midas acheres eina zeiche mitoich dal amos, meitziya she'eina zeiche midas acheres lekol shekein. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is brought out in the case of a gift. If a gift that's acquired from another does not acquire within a person's four amos, an ownerless item that's given by another should certainly not acquire within four amos. Hasiv, Rabbi Zeira, Kaimi Rabbi Yosa, Vataninan, Bechain Le'inin HaKedushin. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yosa that, and here he's questioning Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the four amos law only applies to a get, that the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin teaches that it also applies to Kedushin. Amalei, he Gittin, he Kedushin. The answer is no, Gittin and Kedushin are definitely the same as the Torah compares them. Vataninan, Bechain Le'inin HaKhoiv, but doesn't the Mishnah also apply the four amos law to a debt? Amalei Shken, im Amalei Zalku Le'yam, V'yei Mochalach, Machala. The answer is the reason that it's affected over there is not because of the law of four amos, but rather it's because the lender could even tell the borrower to throw the money into the sea and he will forgive the loan. Well, the question is that if so, even if the borrower throws it and it lands closer to the borrower, it should be a valid repayment. But the Mishnah teaches that in such a case, the borrower would still owe the money. The answer is again, im amale zoku ad shikanes l'rushusi v'adana nichnas v'rushusai. The answer is that he still owes over there because when the lender told him, throw it to me, he meant into his domain. Rabbi said that all of these questions that Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yosa were also asked by Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan accepted the questions and answered in the same way that Rabbi Yosa had answered.